This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome into the Online Enquirer podcast. Jeremy Warner, Derek Piper. We got to talk about a big decision coming up. We're also going to have a little fun bringing Joey Wagner, Isaac Trotter, do a little 2000s Illini basketball draft. A great idea by Derek Piper. He'll explain that a little bit later. But Derek, nice to have you. And we were wondering when this class of 2023 would start. And it seems like Sunday would be as good of a time as any as the top targets. We've been talking about them for a while here. Amani Hansberry will be announcing his decision 2 p.m. Central Time on Sunday on 24/7 Sports YouTube channel. They've been doing a great job of all of these announcements. So how big of a day is this for Illinois basketball?
It's a huge one. And they've done a good job of prioritizing him, which is then reflected here on a recent 24/7 Sports rankings update where he shoots up 75 spots, breaks into the top 100, almost into the top 50. And there's still some time left with his senior season to elevate even further. He's just been, as we talked about all summer, so productive, had a great Peach Jam, averaged a double-double. And Brad Underwood and Chester Frazier have really pushed the gas hard for him. They love how he fits into their front court picture, both in terms of the immediate as a freshman, could maybe with his physicality, his rebounding, crack the rotation early on. And then big picture, him and Merez Johnson, Merez playing the four. And I know that they're going to continue to recruit James Brown as well. So they've done a really, really good job of making him feel like the top priority in their class. They've sold development. It's been key, both physical with Fletch. And then obviously they've done some good things, even with a post guy like Kofi. So this is a really big day. And I've sung Amani's praises, you know, for months now. And I just think that he's a really, really productive player, a tough player, a guy that offensively is skilled, can play on the perimeter a little bit, handle, pass. Jump shots continuing to improve. He showed the mid-range really in July that was encouraging. So now that we've projected this as Illinois, Penn State earlier in the summer, Miami ramped up a little bit, getting the final official visit. Auburn offered, but ultimately it was too late. They're not getting a visit. Votek's been in for a long time. So it shaped up to be a winnable recruitment, and it was a good thing for Illinois. Not that they couldn't have won it if he would have opened things up and said, I'm going to go to Auburn. I'm going to go to Oregon. I'm going to, you know, really look at some of these other teams and get in late. But this could be a very, very big day. And Illinois is now taking over the crystal ball. I put in one myself here on Wednesday. And it's a big one for this program, and would be just another guy that would join a handful of top 50, top 60 prospects they've pulled in the last couple of years.
I want to get into why you're feeling Illinois, why everyone else is feeling Illinois here. But before we get to that, I mean, 70 spots in the rankings update, and like what, 3-4 months was the last update. He impressed not only you, I know you were kind of like, hey, this guy's better than his current ranking, and it'll show eventually. But obviously our guy, Eric Bossy, felt that. Adam Finkelstein thought that. What did he do? Against whom? Like, how did he rise so rapidly? And what's that say about, you know, Chester Frazier and the Illinois staff kind of getting in on him before that entire blow up happened?
It says a lot. I know that he's been a guy in the past that was, it wasn't one of those out of nowheres and then he surges all the way up. He was someone that earlier on in his high school career was a prominent name on the East Coast. I know that. And so he wasn't someone that just was a complete late bloomer and everything. It's just, I know that Eric Bossy has written about it before, that as the game, as he was physically dominant early on, then he didn't grow to be past 6'8", had to then be able to find a way to really produce. And that was adding skill to his game. He's talked about the fact that his ball handling has improved a lot. He's now a guy that can take a rebound and push it up the floor. And in terms of the EYBL circuit, where you face a lot of the top guys around the country, it just became routine that, you know, Amani's going up against a guy in the top 50 and Amani's got a double-double and he's got a handful of assists. And Team Durant did really, really well in Peach Jam as well. And he was the leading catalyst of that on a team where two guys at the time were ranked higher than him. Jonathan Lamoth is a guard in the top 100 that's going to Maryland. And then Kwame Evans has been a top 10 prospect. I think he's still in that top 20 range that's at Mount Verd. And Amani was just more consistent, more productive than him. And we're talking about one of the best, what's considered to be one of the best prospects in the country. So for him, just to, his motor is unmatched. He's going to play as hard as anybody on the court. He's going to rebound. Offensively, he's going to make good decisions as a passer. And then in July, I think what really elevated him and probably was the final thing that cracked him into that top 60 range for evaluators is the jump shot. I think prior, when I watched him in the spring, he wasn't hitting it that consistently. And that's something, because as we've talked about before between us, like, rankings are also based on pro potential. And for him to be an NBA type of guy, he's got to be able to make jump shots and really just to thrive as much as you can as a 6'8" big guy in the Big Ten too, if he is coming to Illinois. That's something that he really showed encouraging signs with. I think he can, as years go on, make some threes. He did that a little bit in July, but really it was the mid-range that was consistent. And then he was just going to do everything else so well and just produce so consistently.
Well, Derek, Illinois kind of got in the, I would say, the second wave of this recruitment. This is one of those where I don't think Illinois fans are going to feel bad for Penn State, but it's almost like, man, Penn State did everything right here. Our guy, Brian Snow, who's on that recruiting staff, they got in early. They pushed hard for him. They seem to be in such a good position. And then Illinois is now a big fish, right? Like the way they've played on the court here, the way they've developed guys, what did they do to sway Amani, and what have they done well to set themselves up as being the favorite heading into Sunday's decision against some really good programs?
Well, they went from, when you look at the late in the spring of the evaluation periods, they were interested and had offered him. They'd offered him last fall, but they had shown interest and Chester was keeping up the relationship, but they went from interested to all in by what he showed in the final EYBL sessions in the spring going into June and back on the high school scene. He took some visits. And at that point, he had taken officials to Penn State, Virginia Tech. Those were the teams that were the most serious about him, had been in the longest. And it seemed like at that point in time that it was probably going to come down to those two schools and just depending on who was going to jump in later on. But the indications from Amani and just knowing how this recruitment has played out here down the stretch was he valued teams that were in on him for a while. He wasn't just going to go to one new offer and just all of a sudden say, well, that's the flashiest offer and I'm just going to go and make that jump. Cause not that Illinois now being in the mix for as long as they would be, still wouldn't potentially have a chance to be that choice if he considered Auburn, if he considered Oregon, but Illinois deciding to go all in late in the spring, get him on campus for an official in June, showed him that he was a real priority. Chester being as connected as he is in the East Coast, the fact that Amani plays in Baltimore now high school-wise certainly helps Chester. He's done a great job with Amani. His family knows the Team Durant program that he played with very well. And then Brad got really involved too, and they sold development. They sold the way that Adam Fletcher is able to transform guys and get the most out of them. And the fact that Illinois is just more – they're sexier than Penn State. They've done a lot more on the court than Penn State. The fact that they just – won a Big Ten regular season title. They got a one seed under their belt from the last couple of years. And that certainly plays into effect for someone that's done a lot of winning in his high school career. And I think that just all bode well with Illinois to go as hard as they were going for him. And then to complement it with the development, with the winning. And they are also talking to him about, you know, Coleman Hawkins is on NBA draft boards. He's on ESPN's mock draft. I know that he's going to most likely start at the five this year, but there's a good chance he's gone next year. And while Illinois would still have Dane and still have Zachary Perrine, there's an opportunity for Imani to come in and play. And I think that all plays into what's been a pretty strong sell for Illinois.
They are just racking up guys I always imagined in a Michigan State uniform. And I say that in like the best way. I mean, Ty Rogers, Imani Hansberry, like Dane Danger is like a Nick Ward type. You know what I mean? Like they're starting to accrue these front court pieces. Luke Goody is another one, right?
Terrence Shannon might be one. Like a
yeah.
He's not exactly Miles Bridges, but you could see kind of big explosive wing.
Yeah, like that. I think that's such a great thing to see for Illinois. So what do they envision? Like, why has he been the guy that they've gone after? Like, what does he do to complement the other pieces that are on this 2023 roster? Like Coleman, I think they would love to see him make the leap to the NBA because that means he's had a great season and he's developed very well over 3 years. Danger will probably be back. Goody, RJ, we think. Ty Rogers, you said Zachary Perrine, like, how does he complement? Why does he fit so well in their opinion?
As they've evaluated just the shift that college basketball in general, we look at the NBA game. Brad's talked a lot about floor spacing. He's talked a lot about having guys being able to shoot and opening up the lane for athletic wings, for guards to be able to make plays, and Imani being able to play kind of a small ball five role can space the floor as eventually a pick and pop guy, or even just someone that can swing out into that mid post area and make jump shots. They see him as someone that I think you might see Brad go back to some more spread. Now that Kofi's out of the mix, you have some more skilled big guys, and Imani being able to pass as well as he does. He just has an offensive skill set that is modern to today's game basketball wise. And I think that you pair that with something the Big Ten's always, I mean, maybe we'll talk about it differently once you get UCLA, USC in the mix, whatever the Big Ten's ultimately going to look like. And you just advance the basketball time machine 15 years. Maybe it's not as physical of a league. I still find that probably hard to believe, but need someone that's going to be able to play physically in the post. It's going to hit the glass. Rebounding is always going to be important. And those are things that he does really well. And then it's the toughness, grittiness component that is a Michigan State-esque, is a Baylor-esque, they've coveted with other players, and he fits right into their culture. So I think for all those reasons, he just seemed to be a very, very good fit. And I even think with a piece like Perrine is more of that long, skilled guy that maybe isn't as physical, but maybe can shoot the ball a little bit better eventually. And I think that those pieces could complement each other. And it's just finding some pieces that are a little bit different. And I know that Brad just likes as many facilitators, ball handlers, skilled guys as he can get now that he's transitioning post-Kofi, and they thought that Imani was one of those guys.
All right, so Imani Hansberry now has 6 crystal ball picks, all for Illinois, including Derek Piper. Assuming that falls through, Derek, like that happens, can people breathe now about the class of 2023?
I would think so. I think you've probably, if you've been following along as we covered it throughout the summer and now into what's traditional, your usually decision-making time in the fall, is it's going to be a smaller class, and also understanding just the potential in the portal that Brad's leaving one open for a mid-season addition potentially. And then also you only have Matthew Meyer as you're for sure gone after this year, just based on eligibility running out. But so it's going to be a smaller high school class, but if you do get Imani on Sunday, and you've known, we've talked about it, he's been their top target. If you get your top target, and now you don't even have to have the conversation of, well, Imani was the top target, but he was ranked 116 overall. Should we be satisfied with that? I mean, the rankings now, if you're just going based on rankings, number 52 overall, if you're able to land him, you should be pretty satisfied. Now they wouldn't be done because they're still interested in a shooter. Well, that's going to be a mid-year transfer or just transfer portal in general, or something that they find in the high school scene. Brady Dunlap is 6'7" from California that they are intrigued by. Alex Tui from Australia. And then also now that Dre Gibbs Lawhorn is decommitted from Purdue, and they want to continue to have, I mean, if there's one thing you know about Brad, it's that he's had a stable of guards every year that are very talented, multiple ball handlers, and they're very high on what he could be at Illinois. And I'm going to see if they can flip him from across the Big Ten, from Purdue to Illinois. I know there's others in the mix, Memphis, Gonzaga. He's a very high-level player, athletic guard that can shoot the three, but he's another guy you could pinpoint. But to your original question, if they land Amani, yeah, you should feel great. And anything else is probably just icing on the cake.
We'll bring back Derek for our Illini Basketball 2000s draft coming up. But Illinois certainly looking for a Sunday fun day, Derek. And yes, I'm proud of that. That would be a good day for them. Derek, thank you, man.
Always fun, man.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, let's have a little fun as we get ready for the football season. And hopefully we're not in a couple of weeks saying when does basketball season starts, as we have done so many times in the past. But look, we got the quadrant here. I got Derek Piper, Joey Wagner, Isaac Trotter, because we're going to have a little fun. Derek threw this out at me, and I'm going to throw him under the bus, Derek. So how about you tell the story? Let's throw our buddy under the bus here.
All right. So the dead of summer, as we wait to approach this football season, and as you know, you've been in the radio business. You talk a lot of Cardinals, Cubs throughout the summer, but you only go so far with that. And you're trying to think of something fun. And I pitched to Lante an Illini basketball draft, original idea, and it scared him off a little bit. 89 till present. I threw the caveat, can't pick someone that's played together. So they had to make tough decisions on building your roster. Ultimately, Lon, as this is going to surprise you, didn't want to do the research, and that scared him off a little bit. So he's like, I like the idea. It'd take me a while to get prepped for that. And he kind of just pushed that to the side, and it wasn't any further show plan discussion. So I pitched it to you. I said, hey, let's do an Illini basketball draft. And I know we've made some tweaks to it, but I'm excited for what we're going to put together.
Well, Isaac Trotter and I, when we did the radio together, that drafts were like our go-to thing. Just such good radio. It's such good fodder. But we decided to limit it even more because I didn't see the 89 team play. I didn't see Deion Thomas and Kawan Garris play. So we decided to go 2000s on. As us millennials, and I think Isaac is Gen Z, have seen these guys all play. So, Isaac, I threw this out at him. He said, yes, I'm in. Because, Isaac, you just love drafts.
I do. I actually had to be calmed down a little bit about drafts, because when we did the radio show, you're like, no, we can't do a draft every single show. You have to space them out to make them worth it. But if I could, I probably would do a draft on a daily basis. So this is an easy yes.
Joey Wagner, how you feeling going into this one?
I'm sure I did much less research than anyone else here. I mean, it can't even be close.
Well, this is always fun. We get to rag on Joey throughout this draft potentially. So I have a board, but we did do a random generator. So we're going to do a snake draft. We're going to do 7 rounds. And I got a surprise for you guys here. Isaac and I threw this around last night. But Isaac Trotter got the first pick. So a lot of pressure on you, Isaac. Joey, you got the second pick. Probably just a layup there. I got third. And then Derek gets the snake pick, 4 and 5, which is a pretty good place to be. But I'm going to throw. We're going to do 5 starters and a bench guy. So you're 6th man. But I'm going to throw a little curveball at you guys. There's been four coaches since 2000. We have to draft a coach too. So I'm going to find this fascinating when coaches get drafted, how important, how much value we put into them. So I figured that could be a little interesting too. How about you, Derek? What do you think?
I love it. I love it. It's kind of like the defense. Yeah. You take a defense early as opposed to get the one you want, and then don't want to be the last guy stuck with the defense that's going to give up too many points.
Yeah, is it valued like a defense or a tight end in like fantasy sports? So I'm going to be interested to do this. So let's kick this off. We got Isaac Trotter with the number one pick. Isaac Trotter, what are we going here, bud?
Yeah, so I think there's a safe choice and there's a risky choice. I'm going to ramp up my riskiness. There's only been two players named National Player of the Year for Illinois since 2000. I'm going with Iota Sumu.
Whoa! We got a shocker already, boys.
I had to. And I get it. There's others that make a little bit more sense. But in the premise of Illinois basketball since 2000, you could argue no player has meant more to the program than what he inherited, what they were before he came, and what he turned them into. He committed to Illinois when it wasn't cool to commit to Illinois. He committed to Illinois when no one else was really on board. He committed to Illinois to a roster that didn't have much talent, and he came in and turned it around. I get arguably the best closer in college basketball history. I get a lead guard that's 6'5", that can guard multiple positions. I'm team big lead guard, so I'm good with that as my first pick. And he's one of the only two players since 2000 to win National Player of the Year. It wasn't consensus, but he did have a National Player of the Year on his resume. So I'm going Iota Sumu one. I get it, but I have to do it.
Derek, I got to get your reaction to that. What do you think?
Man, a little surprised for sure, but I get it. I get the argument for it. I think a lot of people would pick guards from that 05 team, maybe two of them, and then Frank Williams in that conversation as well. But I mean, we spent years talking about how awesome Iota Sumu was, and I fully understand it, Isaac. I fully understand it.
Isaac, I had him number two on my board, so that I didn't find that crazy because what you're saying, I think he can play. He's 6'5", right? 6'4", long. He can play with anybody. You can play him two guard. You can play him a one if you want to draft a point later. So I don't hate it. When you're building the roster, the versatility of him. All right, Joey Wagner, no pressure. Number two, who you got?
Well, I'm not going to have a 35-second explanation for my choice like Isaac. All right, D. Brown's the answer, and the official mantra of our team is going to be popping jerseys because that's the coolest thing that's happened for Illinois. That was awesome. And everybody has to do it. That's a requirement to be on this team.
All right, I feel pretty happy with how this played out because I got the number one guy on my board. I think the two guys you mentioned are the most iconic guys of these last two decades, but the best overall player is Darren Williams. He just makes everybody better. He's a big point guard, big shot maker, makes everyone better. One of the best players in Illinois history, and one of the best NBA players Illinois has ever produced, probably the best Illinois has ever produced. So I'm very happy with Darren Williams at number three. Derek, who you got at four?
I probably couldn't wait on this guy. Knowing you played multiple lead guards together, let's go a run of them. Frank Williams, Big Ten Player of the Year, first-round draft pick, a guy that put 30 points on Kansas in the Sweet 16 game, phenomenal passer, could score it. Also a clutch player as well, so I'll take Frank Williams. And here comes the tough pick at five because it'd be criminal to leave Kofi Coburn on the board, wouldn't it? And I'm not asking for your advice, because I know we're competing here.
Not tipping my hand
here. There's another choice that I'm pondering as well because I think there's – certain position groups that aren't as deep. So if you take a guy at the top, it gives you a little bit more of an advantage. Oh, man, this is tough. Let's go with it. Kofi Coburn.
All right.
We'll adjust the play style. I think we're going to run a lot of pick and roll, Frank Williams, Kofi Coburn. We're going to dominate the glass, and we'll work it out. We got to get some shooting later in the rounds, but two-time consistent All-American, one of the few guys in Atlanta history to ever do that, and I'll take Kofi.
Yeah, Derek, I don't disagree because if we passed on big men here, we're running a big risk when it comes around because that's too many picks. So I'm going with another pick and roll combo that I think could be deadly. These guys did play together for 1 year, and it was a fantastic year for both of them together. I'm going Brian Cook. pick and pop guy, can score, can rebound. I might have some issues defensively, but offensively, this is going to be a very, very tough duo to stop. So I'm going to go Brian Cook with the sixth overall pick. Joey Wagner, you're up.
Shoot. Did not think this was going to happen.
Hey, by the way, top six guys right off my board. Isaac, I don't know if you had that too. Like, that was my top six exactly.
I will take – boy, I you look, anything I say, I'm going to get roasted, right?
No.
That's the fun we have here. Give me Good Brandon option, Paul. Joey. Give me Brandon Paul.
He's in this tier. He's in this tier for me, Joey, so I don't hate it. He was number two left on my board, so don't hate it.
Didn't hate that at all. No. I think that's a really good pick. He was in consideration for me, but if I have a lead guard like Io, I need a knockdown shooter. I'm going with Luther Head, one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the program. I mean, I feel like that's an easy one right there. That's a layup, 15, 16 points a game there. So then I get the start here at the third spot. And like Piper was talking about a little bit, it's there's some position groups that are a little bit tough. But I'm actually going to pivot here. I'm not going with another big man. I'm doubling down on shooting. I'm going to Corey Bradford. I want to have one of the best guard backcourts. I have Io. I have Luther Head. I have Corey Bradford. Good luck. I'm going to put some buckets up.
He went a little higher than I thought, to be honest with you. Corey is one of the best shooters in Illinois history. But I like his fit with your team because you got two guys who can defend. You got two long guys that can defend, so I don't hate it. Joey, you're up.
We're not going to be a tall backcourt, but give me Trent Frazier. We're just going to hit some buckets, play some defense.
All right. Man. I need some guys that can defend. I need some guys that can get up and down the court. Because I got Darren and Brian, so I feel pretty good about that. Oh, man, but there's one guy just sitting there that I don't know if I can pass on. I'm going to have the best front court. James Augustine, give him to me. I think he can play with Brian Cook.
Wow.
I'm stealing him from you guys.
There's many rebounds. Yeah, like, there's not many rebounds we're getting on that front court. That offensive rebounding advantage on Orion defensive rebounding, too. Yeah. I think you got that one in the bag.
All right. Derek Piper, you
Did
got
I go
two
Georgie? Because Kofi and Georgie? Those guys played together well, didn't they? Oh, no, actually they didn't. 4 and 5.
You said it. Put it down. You
said it. Oh, man. Well, I need some shooting around Kofi, that's for sure. Let's go with
– You know what I found? This thing. Isaac, you, like, took all the shooting. There's not a lot of shooting. Like,
I know.
Pure dead-eye shooters here.
I'm going to play this guy who was a bit of an undersized four. Good rebounder. Can shoot the mid-range even out to three. Roger Powell.
I was just filling it
up. As soon as I was describing him.
That's a good fit with Kofi. That's a really good fit with Kofi. All right, you got
that's
another.
That's a four made in heaven to play with Kofi Coburn. Like, that's perfect.
And I need – I'm going to go physicality. I want some disruptiveness at the guard spot, on the off guard, some shooting, some defense.
Don't do it.
This is a biased pick, but Revonte Wright.
God dang it! That was my pick. I wanted him. Shouldn't have picked him.
Let the record show that is the second John Gross recruit of this. We're in the fourth round.
The overhit.
There it is.
Man. I almost want to look up this guy's shooting numbers because I don't feel like I respect him enough as a shooter because he's number one on my board, and he has been, but I have a similar player in Darren Williams on my team. But I always thought this guy could have played with another point guard with him.
You guys made boards?
Yes, of course we did.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, he shot 45% from three his senior year. I think if he would have had somebody else, my defense is not going to be very good. Man. Or do I go with the talent for the guy who I don't know if he's going to fit in? Guys, I'm stuck. I gotta take a guy. I'm gonna take him because I feel like he's one of the most underrated players in Illinois history, and I think he can play with Darren. Dimitri McCamey. Give me Dimitri McCamey.
I figured.
Jeremy, next time you're stuck, just text me your board.
Gotcha. Joe, you need some size, man. Some size.
I have nobody in the post. So I will take Laron Black.
Okay.
Because I think Piper was right. Like, once the big man run went, that was. You're kind of in a tough area there.
Yeah, I thought you might go late Weber era there for size, but you didn't. So you went Grosser. Laurent Black, good player. Good player. You need size.
Isaac. Yeah, I'm surprised he's here. I almost took him at my third round pick. I'm going to go with Myers Leonard, one of the top draft picks in the Illinois basketball era. Again, I have unbelievable guards right now. Luther Head, Corey Bradford are going to stretch it from three. That means that there's going to be plenty of room for some Io and Leonard lobs. That works out great. That Io Myers Leonard pick and pop is deadly. So I'll go there to have some size. But man, now it gets tough. To be honest, I was thinking about going to go for another guard here and then go four small guards and try to, go with a small ball five. But I mean,
you're building your team like Brad Underwood and Fran McCaffrey, aren't you?
a little bit, a little bit. And then do I do this? Do I go with one of the highest rated recruits in Illinois basketball history that didn't pan out, but should have and could have been awesome if everything went well? You know what? I'm doing it. I'm going with Jeremy Richmond.
Wow.
I'm going with Jeremy Richmond, one of the best recruits all time in Illinois basketball history. I'm going to let him be him. Just run down the floor. He can offensive rebound. He can mismatch hunt. You can't switch everything onto him. He's going to abuse people. I love that. I love him as my fifth starter.
Character flags. Don't care. Just don't care.
I'm a talent. I have talent and I figure it out later.
Okay. Joey.
I don't like my positioning here because I think I could either be way too early or way too late on this, and I do not want to be way too late on this. Give me Brad Underwood.
I was waiting for the first coach. I think
it might be a little early. It might be a little early, but I'd rather not be late.
He's going to score points with Brad here. He's going to watch this and be like, yeah, he took me over Bill. I would not have. I'm taking the Hall of Famer. I'm going Bill Self with my fifth pick. This is about where I thought we'd see the coach run. So I'm going Bill Self. Derek, who you got?
I know if I don't take a coach on this turn, I'm getting John Gross.
That's correct. Yeah.
So I got to – yeah. I'll take Bruce with one of these.
Bruce Weber's been to Elite Eight with Kansas State, man. Let's not forget that.
I could have given John a point guard for the first time ever in his Illini career, like coaching an Illinois team with a point guard. Maybe it'd be different. Maybe I should have waited.
Yeah.
And he's going to get one with Io, obviously with Isaac, or unless he's just going to go coachless and let Io coach the team. All right, now who do I take here? This is tough because there's a guy really high on the all-time scoring list, and he's actually on an NBA team right now that hasn't gotten picked. I don't know how well he fits in my starting five, though, because he was really more of a four in college, could play a three. I'm kind of going – I like the athleticism and defense I have so far outside of Kofi because I think you got to value that beyond just your five, man. Oh, man. You know, I'm actually looking towards the current team.
Hmm.
And this might be a
– Don't do it.
Do it.
You know you want to do it.
But which one do you go?
That's my issue with this team. I just haven't, like, Terrence Shannon would be a solid player on these teams. Do we know if he's better than Ravonte Rice? Yeah, I don't know. Matthew Meyer, we've seen a good player. Is he better than Warren Carter? You know, like some of these guys we've seen before. I don't know that yet.
Also in the mix, you could pick a DJ Richardson.
Right.
All right, I got to do this. I think Terrence makes more sense. If I'm going to play Roger at the four, I think Terrence on the wing. I'll take Terrence Shannon Jr. Athleticism has developed into a very good catch-and-shoot guy. I think you need that around Kofi, and I like Terrence.
All right, guys, I'm pulling out my Bill Belichick. I'm saying I don't care where you guys all have him ranked on your boards. I got to have him on my team.
Damn it.
Andres Feliz is on my team.
I knew that was coming.
Because I have more dog than any of you on your team. Andres Feliz. Happy. I won the draft just with that pick. Joey, who you got?
I need help. I need a good amount of help.
Well, we got one of the top three scorers of all time still on the board.
Right. And let's be honest, my team really has no direction at all.
You could use a long wing here that can shoot the ball.
I could use a lot of
draft. Still need a five at some point.
Really, Derek? Do I? I got nothing. I need everything. This is a nightmare. Now I know why Lon backed out of this. Lon's smarter than all of us.
Can we bring up another guy that I thought that might be off the board at this point?
Yeah.
Well, after I take Malcolm Hill, you sure as hell can.
Okay. Are you taking right. Malcolm Hill? Is that official?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go. Isaac, you got to take John Gross with one of these picks.
Yeah, I'm definitely not wasting a sixth rounder on him. Not a sixth rounder. But so, I was thinking about trying to fill out this roster. I'm very surprised Mike Davis is not come up in these conversations.
Mike Davis!
I think Mike Davis would be a very ideal a bench piece here, but I'm kind of going to risk it a little bit and go for a high ceiling type of player who I think is going to have an awesome year, and I'm going with Matt Meyer. I think that Meyer has a chance to put together one of those all-time years with what he can do, and I think that this is a perfect fit for him with my team. And if Jeremy Richmond flames out, Matt Meyer's my four, and that's just fine. And then at seven, I'm going to go with John Gross. And here's the thing about Gross: that's so much better than Weber, so much better than Self, so much better than Brad Underwood. He's an unbelievable guy, one of the nicest guys on the team. So my team can shoot threes. And listen, this is about talent. Coaching doesn't really matter. It's all about talent. Brad Underwood would tell you the same thing. So I have a really talented roster, and John Gross will just not hurt me.
I'm interested to see that John Gross, Jeremy Richmond, how that plays out, that whole thing. All right, Joey, your last pick. You need some size here, man.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Isaac for the Mike Davis idea.
Can I give you some other options just to throw these guys out there? Warren Carter was a really good player.
Type it.
Mike Davis.
Yep.
You could have gone Lucas Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
As an enforcer. You could have gone with Nanegu Defenders Club.
Mm-hmm.
It pains me that he's not going to be picked here.
I
could.
Don't shame us when you have the pick.
I could, but I'm going to go with, I don't know if it's a risky pick because we know what he's turned into. The most talented player left on this board is Kendrick Nunn. And I need shooting, I need athleticism, so I'm going to go with Kendrick Nunn. I know he's not the most popular guy around here. No, he probably doesn't love being in an Illinois draft, but he's talented. He's very good. He was very good when he was here. So, Derek, wrap us up, man.
Yeah, I had a couple of the same guys still on your board. Another one I throw in there, you could take a chance on a Ty Rogers if you wanted. I don't think I can do that because I have Kofi, so I probably won't.
Brian Randall, if you need size and
Brian
defense.
Randall, yeah. Let's see.
You mentioned DJ Richardson. That's another good one.
I did, yeah. Good shooter, obviously.
Trent Meacham shoots.
What about Richardson?
If we're going to, for good reason, talking talent and guys that maybe didn't pan out of Illinois, Jamar Smith's another one.
Oh.
Had him on my board.
Yeah. Flat out shooter. I wouldn't mind him off the bench here, but I think I need to be a little matchup proof. I need to have a backup five that if we have a team that presents some spacing, a five guy that's got versatility. If you face a guy like Keegan Murray, Coleman.
Oh, Hawkins. I like it. I like it.
I really like that.
Especially if he turns into a top 40 draft pick, right?
I really considered him for a small ball five.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. Jeremy, I don't know.
All right, let's recap this. Io DeSumo, Luther, this is Isaac's team. Io DeSumo, Luther Head, Corey Bradford. That's a heck of an offensive trio right there, and two guys that play defense. Myers Leonard, Jeremy Richmond. I did not expect to hear his name. Matthew Meyer and John Gross. How do you feel about that, Isaac?
It's okay. It's okay. I love my backcourt. I'm surprised that Myers dropped to me in the fourth round. I'll take it. And then I got two big swings in Richmond and Meyer.
Joey, heck of a start. D. Brown. I thought Brandon Paul was exactly the tier I would have taken him. Trent Frazier, Laron Black, Malcolm Hill, Mike Davis, and Brad Underwood is your coach. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I feel like we're probably going to score some points.
I think you're struggling with size there. But that's a lot of good guards and scorers.
It's 2022, Jeremy.
I got Darren, Brian Cook, James Augustine. I did not want to take two big men like that, but I think they can play together. Dimitri McKamey, Andres Felice, and Kendrick Nunn. My wings are my issue, but I feel pretty good about my guards and my bigs there. And I got a Hall of Fame coach, and I have Andres Felice, so I'm happy. Derek, you got Frank Williams, Kofi Coburn, Roger Powell, Rivante Rice, Terrence Shannon, Coleman Hawkins, and Bruce Weber. You're high on the current Illini.
I am. I'm baking a little bit on this year's Illini squad. We I know that you like the dog that you got in your team. I got some dog as well with Gervonta, Terrence Shannon. I think Frank's got some dog to him. I'm a little hesitant on the – I needed shooting around Kofi. I think that Raj can make some threes. Gervonta shot it well. I mean, he shot like 44% from three his senior year. Terrence can shoot it as well. Will Bruce let this team play? Like, I think he might micromanage Frank a little bit too much. Won't like those behind-the-back passes. One more note on your team, though. I mean, Bill Self, high-low, Brian Cook to Augustine. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So. One more guy I want to mention is Serge McClain. We're bringing up some guys with dog in them. I would bring up Serge McClain. All right, which pick did you hate from the other team the most, Isaac? Like, you wanted that guy in your team. Which one pained you the most?
Man, everything just fell perfectly to my board. No,
mine was Gervonta Rice. Like that killed me, Derek. That was the guy I thought fit perfectly on my team, and yeah, you stole him from me.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I really did not want the first pick because I wanted to get one of those elite big men. So the fact that I didn't get one of Kofi or Brian Cook kind of stung a little bit. So I'd have loved one of those two guys.
Yeah, but Luther Head is. Still feels like he's like one of the most underrated players in Illinois, even though he got all the accolades. It still feels like, because everyone talks about D and Darren. Derek, did any pick pain you?
I thought having four, I wasn't fully confident that he'd be there. I thought there was an outside chance to go D and Darren somewhere in the first three, and maybe someone would take Frank over him, but didn't ultimately get there. So that one hurt a little bit. Bill Self, right before Bruce, was a tough one. Although I didn't know that Joey started the run of coaches and all of a sudden the dominoes fell there. So, yeah, I'd say those two for sure.
Joey?
I mean, I wanted Brian Cook. But now the more I look at this, Isaac kind of worked perfectly. Because once the three went, you could just wait on a coach forever. I mean, that worked out. You either wanted to be one of the first two or just wait it out.
Yeah, that was the game plan. I wanted to pick last. I was fine with Gross because talent wins. That was kind of what I was hoping for.
Yeah, you know what I noticed? Look at that first round. IOD, Darren, Frank. I know Bill Self, you know, Lon Kruger got Frank, but Bill Self recruited D and Darren. Underwood gets IO. You know, Bruce got the best years of D and Darren. When you have a great point guard, guys, things go pretty well, right? And that's, Derek, you brought it up. John Gross actually has a point guard on Isaac's team. So you just wonder if you would have landed, you know, one of those guys, whether it was Brunson or Juwan Evans or whoever it was, could have turned out completely different for him.
Yeah,
it's still be here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
One thing I was going to say about Joey's team that's funny is, like, could you argue that Trent and D Brown are the best two, like, point guard defenders in Illinois program history? Could you argue, like, they're the best lead guard defenders in the last, since 2000, I mean? Not maybe lead guard in history, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a small backcourt, but man, they're pit bulls. Like, that's like, I think of Rick Pitino's teams, right? Just getting after it. Yeah. And Brandon Paul there, too. That's a heck of a trio, like, that you can play a fun style. And Malcolm Hill's obviously a good shooter. Just small. Just a small team, but Mike Davis helps.
I mean, it's 2022, Jeremy. People play five out. Okay. I don't need to hear we don't have size in the post. That's fine.
How you guarding Kofi?
Doesn't matter. She's going to run it up. Get out of my way.
How you guarding Augustine?
Same thing I told Derek. Doesn't matter. Get out of my way.
All right. Isaac, how would you rank these teams? I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to trust you have no, you know, bias here. Go ahead.
Piper, I really like your team. I think you could argue that Kofi's the best big man in Illinois basketball history, and Frank Williams has to be in the conversation as the best point guard in Illinois basketball history. So, like, that combo is awesome. And if Terrence Shannon and Coleman Hawkins are really good, we could look back in this in a year and go, yep, that's probably the winner. I like Derek's a lot. I like Jeremy's probably second. I don't know. I think my team could be interesting for second, but I think people will get a little bit scared about the Jeremy Rich and Matthew Meyer combination. So I'll go Jeremy second, Joey third, and I'll round it out last.
You just have a lot of combustibility there, Isaac. That's a high-risk, high-reward team, which
I also have the most likable player in Illinois basketball history in Io Desumu.
Yeah, in the discussion, right?
Yeah.
D Brown, pretty likable. Derek, how would you rank?
I think I like Isaac's team more than he does. I mean, his first, especially Io and Luther in the backcourt, and then I mean, if you're going to run some pick and roll, and Io made those great decisions of hitting the corner, and there's a big difference, no offense to him, hitting Damonte Williams in the corner versus hitting Corey Bradford. Myers at the five is interesting because we saw maybe – we didn't see the ultimate upside of Myers at Illinois versus him further down the road. And I like Isaac's team a lot. I like yours as well. I mentioned the Cook-Augie high-low makes a lot of sense. Darren's fantastic. Dimitri could play with another guard, namely Eric Gordon, I thought, back in the day. I just said that name on an Inquirer podcast. People aren't going to like that.
Chester and, Frazier just hung up.
We didn't take Chester.
I like my squad.
If we went
I don't want to slight Joey too much. I think, like Isaac brought up, D was a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. We know how good Trent was defensively. That backcourt trio, if Mike Davis can manage at the five, I think he can make it work. And he's got Brad, so they're going to be tough.
Yeah, this was
we're going to have a target on our back. That's why I got Brad, because I knew you, Derek, would hate on this team, and nobody could put a target on us like the coach I drafted.
There you go. If we went 10 rounds, I think Chester would have gotten drafted at some point, because before there was Andres Felice, Chester Frazier had that dog in him. He had that 99 on Madden of that dog in him. All right, boys, this was fun. We'll have to do another one of these at some point about something else. But
let's put it up to a vote. Let's see what the
people say. I'm interested to see who they go with, because I like my team, but there are two pieces that are similar in Darren and Dimitri, and two pieces that are same position as Brian Cook and James Augustine. So the fit is odd, but I like my talent. Derek, you got a good team of – I like your versatility. I would probably go Derek's number one here if I'm not picking my own team. I just like the versatility your team has. Isaac, I just think your team's going to blow up in February. That's my only issue.
What we're leaning on here is that we just make enough threes that it just doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, on a bad day, we're still making double-digit threes every single night.
Which is true. You can beat anybody on any day. Joey, you just need to outrun everybody. That's your team.
That's not something I've heard before in my whole life.
Except LeBron can't run.
That's true. That's true. Mike Davis can run. Get Mike Davis running up and down the court. All right, that'll do it. Thank you, guys. That was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed that. It was something different for the podcast listeners this week. We'll do some fun stuff like that down the line as well. So good idea by Derek Piper, and you guys can argue which one was the best draft, which one was the worst. You guys can debate that, but just fun to talk about those players. We're going to have a similar theme with football coming up. Not a 2000s football player draft, but we are going to do another draft that we had a lot of fun doing, getting you ready for football season. So we'll have that pod coming up as well. And of course, we'll have a podcast after the Illinois-Wyoming game. We'll have a podcast after Imani Hansberry makes a decision. So we got all of that coming up. So keep refreshing those feeds that you got. And thank you for listening to the Illini Inquirer podcast, and thank you for subscribing to the Illini Inquirer podcast. And if you don't, go to wherever you get your podcast and subscribe to us, follow us wherever, so you can get those downloaded automatically to your phones, laptops, all of that. So we appreciate you guys doing that, and give us a follow on YouTube as well if you prefer the video content. We do a lot of our podcasts on video. We break these up into more digestible videos as well for you, so you can see that as well. We appreciate all the support there. And if you're not a VIP member, check us out there as well. $1 for your first month of Illini Inquirer VIP access. We got video film rooms coming up with Jay Layman. We'll have video breakdowns myself coming up. And, of course, all the recruiting news. We'll be out on the road for high school football season. Derek, of course, will have the latest on Illinois basketball recruiting. And Illinois has one big visitor and a couple big visitors in the younger classes as well that you can read about at Illini Inquirer right now. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Illini Inquirer podcast. Everybody take care of each other. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the Illini Inquirer podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.